This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Last night's Democratic convention showcased one of the challenges to John Kerry. Senator Edward Kennedy and former presidential candidate Howard Dean spoke to the delegates, and they fired up the convention with passionate rhetoric. But the Kerry campaign wants to present a different image to moderate voters. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports from Boston.
Former Governor Dean, a one-time Kerry rival, once belittled a Massachusetts senator as Bush Light for his vote to go to war in Iraq. But last night, he closed ranks.
Tonight, we are all here to represent the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. Never again will we ever be ashamed to call ourselves Democrats. Never, never, never.
Jesse Jackson, who did not address the convention, does not believe in hiding the liberal heart of the party.
America is a liberal idea. The idea of giving me your tired, your poor, your immigrants, your whole masses, that's a liberal idea. We should stop running and stand up for our convictions and define what's important to us, what our values are.
Two major polls have found that more than 90% of delegates think the U.S. should not have made the decision to engage in a preemptive war against Iraq. In fact, a Boston Globe poll found that 80% of delegates opposed the war at the start, even when it was widely thought that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. By contrast, some 46% of Americans say going to war was the right decision. Polls show that delegates to this Democratic convention, better educated, richer, and older than most Americans, are more likely to support abortion rights, tax increases, and gay marriage than their fellow Democrats. Kerry has said he supports the decision to go to war, but not the way President Bush led the nation into the conflict without strong allies. Congressman Dick Gephardt of Missouri sees no conflict between the position most delegates take on the war and the view at the top of the presidential ticket.
I've never seen the party this unified. I mean, I've never seen very liberal Democrats be willing to get behind our candidate as solidly as they are behind John Kerry. Part of that is their feelings about Bush, but it really has pulled people together who may have disagreements on various issues, but on the issue of getting rid of Bush and putting Kerry in, there's no disagreement.
My name is Catherine Alikian. I'm an alternate delegate from Iowa. I do find myself more to the left than a lot of politicians, but I'm so glad that there is a group of politicians other than what we have right now in power. I'm thrilled to have anything other than a far right-wing conservative religious right group to support.
And Teresa Former Duval, a delegate from North Carolina, agrees that winning is more important than hearing her liberal beliefs voiced from the convention podium.
You know, we want change, but, you know, attacking whatever somebody else is doing is not going to create change. I want to see some hope and some vision for the country. I'm looking for a candidate that offers me something that's positive.
Still, some Democrats are deeply disappointed by the party's pragmatism, its reluctance to take a hard anti-war stand. Outside the convention hall, protester Bob Kunst from Florida says he has voted for Democrats all his life, but not this time.
Okay, the Democratic Party has no spine. They're playing this little stupid game. They have no fight in them. They're going to lose. They want to play middle of the road. Instead of taking a stand, they're going to lose.
Republican Party Chairman Ed Gillespie hopes that last part is true. All week long, he's been playing up the delegates' more liberal views, as well as the strong liberal voting record held by Kerry and Edwards in the Senate.
I think what you're seeing here is an effort for the Kerry campaign and the Democratic Party to position itself more in the center than they actually are. That's why we call it a cosmetic convention or an extreme makeover, because the, you know, what they're saying and trying to project here from the podium is different from where most of the party is today.
The delicate balancing act for the party and its presidential ticket is maintaining high political energy among committed liberal Democrats, such as convention delegates. At the same time, the party wants to speak in reassuring tones to undecided and swing voters who are critical to the outcome of this election. Juan Williams, NPR News, Boston.